Hello and welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hello, I'm Amanda. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, Court.
Hi. I don't know why.
You do this every time you come on.
Yeah, every time. We're like talking normally and then we're like, all right, we're rolling. Okay, we're going to intro. And then you're like,
I don't know why.
You cringe away.
I do. I don't know why.
Okay, I was watching this TikTok crazy of this guy just doing an impression. Yeah, crazy. Of this guy just doing an impression of a woman who's excited. And she's just like,
oh, the outrageous woman in the kitchen.
Oh, my Christmas tree. That's you right now, Court.
I don't know. I suddenly got the feeling of like, you know when, like when you're a kid and your parents are like, okay, come out and show everyone your trick.
Yeah.
I suddenly got that feeling just now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Hi. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
I love being here very much.
Yeah, because you got to pick all the topics for this episode. Amanda and I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Zero.
And you know everything.
And you love how you called it special interests.
It's your special interests. That does feel very parents.
Yeah,
like, okay, show everyone your special interests.
What are you into?
Whose idea was this to put me here?
Well, we did this with Kiana a long time ago, where Kiana got to format the whole episode, and it was really fun. And then we did it recently with all the crew picking stuff. And
So we thought you.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
I think you have a lot of things that you know you love, and you love to talk about them.
It was fun when Selena sent me a little message about it. I was like, oh, I got to like write out my interests. And it was interesting to like dig into my own brain of like the things that I spend a lot of time thinking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do I look like my special interests are?
Well, first of all, you look incredible.
Okay.
Your hair is incredible.
Thank you.
You look like you pay attention to detail currently.
Thank
you. Like the jewelry, like you're wearing all silver right now. And I saw you yesterday and you were in your gold. So now you're in your silver and everything's matching. Everything's connected and the hair.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do love details. That is one of my special interests.
It is.
It's details.
True. Details.
We actually brought up in last week's episode with Noah, it came up organically. We talked about burlesque.
Oh, shit. Really?
So I don't know if that's going to come up later in this episode.
Where can we watch your shit?
I made him watch that.
It's the best movie on the planet.
It's an amazing piece of work.
You must watch it every single year. And as Shane said, that I'm essentially Cher.
You are Cher in that movie. Her song is insane.
Oh.
I'm back on my knees.
Yeah, I can't. I can't with her song. But I do love her. My club.
I will never, ever get rid of this club. You gotta show me you belong up there and that no one can get you off that stage.
Tess,
you know all the music? You remember?
Tell me which one you want to see.
We can see the whole movie, I feel.
You remember it?
You guys
all the
are
parts?
Just doing the entire movie
just
right now.
Just tell me which one you want to see.
Wagger, we're watching.
Did anybody ever give you a chance? I'm dying to be up here. Just give me one chance.
One chance, Tess.
What's wrong with a little male attention?
Yeah, seriously. And Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah. She's hot.
She's a bitch in it.
She's a hot bitch in it.
She's a hot bitch, and she gets really wasted.
She's a hot,
and
drunk bitch.
She's a hot, drunk bitch.
She really is. God, that movie's incredible.
How did I not know I was queer when I was watching that movie, you know? I watched that movie so many times, I was like, I just love this movie.
Why do I like this movie so much?
What does that
so
say
much?
About me? I also love it, too.
Yeah, what does it say about you, Mandy? Give
know.
The fans
queer
what they want.
Curious.
Curious.
Seriously, though.
Anyways,
interest.
So burlesque, great.
Yeah.
We got it.
Well, women, speaking of women dancing.
Okay.
Selena, I feel like you should read what I wrote for the first special interest.
Okay, we got our number one here.
Okay, I've been very into looking at Sabrina Carpenter. Do I want to be her? No. Do I want to meet her? No. I simply like looking, sometimes even listening, but nothing else. I spend a lot of time simply looking and nothing else.
Okay.
Okay, let's break that down.
Yeah, let's break that down, shall we?
So you don't want to be Sabrina Carpenter?
No.
You don't want to meet her?
No.
You just want to look at her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? I fully accept that.
Shane likes to watch football. I like to watch.
I like to look at Sabrina Carpenter
dancing Shane around, likes, yeah. looking.
Here's
you
the deal.
Do like whenever she has a music video drop, you're like, oh, we gotta watch this.
I kind of can't take my eyes off of her though. To be completely real, like she's so. There's something. It's like
magnetic.
Yeah, she's magnetic, and also like. You know, like when you see like a squishy little thing, you're just like, oh my God, you're so freaking cute. That's how I feel about her.
People talk about how small she is. She doesn't like, I guess because I'm only seeing her in my phone. She doesn't look small. She just looks like a normal woman.
Yeah.
But she's always so sparkly. And like, I can tell where she gets a lot of her inspo from. And it's all like the same shit. Like in her SNL performance where she's in a bedroom in just a t-shirt with a hairbrush. She does this one dance move that I talk about all the time. I literally wanted tattooed on me, which is when Cameron Diaz in Charlie's Angels is dancing in the mirror with her Spider-Man underwear on.
That's the best scene.
It's iconic. Like that's who, that is, that embodies so
and then the
us.
Guy like delivers that package and she's like, oh,
she's like, whoa.
She's like, you can just put it in my slot. That's what she says. And the guy's like, what? She's like, okay, bye. She has so a retainer good. In, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can tell she knows Betty and Veronica, the OG Riverdale comics, like all the classic girly pop stuff of like mid-century modern and 90s and so on. But like, she just creates a silhouette and she's so lovely.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's that feeling when you're watching like an amazing ASMR video or like someone doing like perfect lipstick or like someone getting really excited about a color. You just feel that like you're like excited, like glitter.
Well, I think it's like, it's great to see like just a really great performer. Like, and she really is. Like, she's hitting every mark. Yeah. And not, it's also with like the expression and everything. Like, she's really in it and doing such a
she's
great
incredible.
Job.
She's incredible.
And she like leans into the Barbie doll of it all of like, here's the outfit today on each show.
I love that.
So Barbie. Love
it's
it.
So Barbie.
Yeah, that was kind of a joke one, but it's real.
What? No, that one's real. That one's real for me.
It's real for me.
No one's asking, but. That
is there anyone you like to look at? Do you like to look at anyone?
You like to look at butts playing football? Why do I always say
only
butts
looking at
when
the
you're
butts.
Around?
I look at the butts.
Yeah.
Only looking at the butts.
Yeah, where, who do you like to look at?
Who do you like to look at, Shane?
I don't know.
He's stressed out.
You put me on the spot.
Yeah, sorry.
You had time to think about this.
Sorry.
It's your job to be on the spot. You're on a podcast.
Yeah, you're on a podcast. We're improvising right now.
We're literally improvising. Get up on that stage.
We're on Cher.
Cher, I do love to look at Cher. I love Cher very, very much.
It is crazy, like, because I'm watching that, like, burlesque, and I'm just like, she's in her, like, late 60s there. It's crazy. Yeah, she's been around forever.
Hey, be nice.
Hey, relax. Hey, slow down.
I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
She is amazing. And she did it too. She was like, check out this outfit today. And she claps and go down the stairs in her outfit.
Who?
Cher. When she would be on stage, she'd have the outfit and it would always have a reveal outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take it off and then she always claps and then goes down the stairs because she's trying to act casual about it.
Yeah.
She goes, whew, all right, let's go down the stairs.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, so women.
Well,
women. Okay.
Sabrina Carpenter scratches a brain itch, and I would never want to meet her because I simply would not know how to act. I don't want to break that. No.
Is that like? Do you not want to meet people that you're like your heroes? I'm not saying she's your hero, but you know what I'm saying.
I think as someone who was like forced to experience that early on in this career, when I had to slow dance with Chris Pratt. That's I've been through it. I've seen war.
Yeah.
I've seen war in the best ways.
And best ways. And slow dance with it. It's just, I think it's like an attraction thing. Like I don't know how to talk. I can't even speak right now.
I get it.
Like, don't, we don't need to do this.
It's not my dream to meet someone that I like really am into on the screen.
I think I recognize from what we do and like it goes in a million ways, right? Like you talk about attraction, you also talk about like who you respect, but I'm like, what I am into isn't technically real, like it's a projection, right?
Like the idea.
And,
yeah,
and so I'm like, I don't want to meet my heroes because I'm like, you're probably not what I think you are, and I'm inspired by what they've created. That's what I like, so I don't want to meet the real thing, because I don't know who they are, really, right? Like, I think I've talked about this with when, like, we see comments And whether they're right or wrong, but when I see comments and they're like, oh, Shane seems like a great guy. I'm like, you don't know. You don't know.
You're not.
Because I'm also piece of shit.
Because you're not.
But like,
he's
I think
brat.
About that where like there's people that I'm like, I think they're incredible. And I'm like so inspired by them. But I'm like, if I met them, they may not be that. But what I am seeing is what motivates me to be better and is inspiring to
right.
me. And I want to hold on to that.
Agreed.
And so I don't need more than that.
Agreed.
I like that. I also just like, if there was like a hot like male celebrity that I wasn't married to that I like met, like I care about the woman's opinion of mm-hmm. me more. Do you know what I mean?
1,000,000,000%.
So.
1,000. Guys can, whatever. 1,000,000,000%. Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm married to a man. But like, a woman's opinion matters so much. Like the guy, like Shane, whatever he says, I'm just like, dude, nobody cares. I bury it. I'm just like, I don't care. What you say doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding.
For sure, yeah. For sure. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Tavala. Amanda, last night I tried a new recipe and it was a complete flop.
Did you follow the recipe?
Yeah, I found one online, spent a bunch of money on ingredients, did everything. I thought it was right, but it was overdone and it sucked.
Wow. Well, I had an Italian sausage and vegetable minestrone from Tavala. And this morning, I used the oven to throw in my own breakfast sandwich. I popped it right into my Tavala oven. I walked away to take care of my baby, or whatever. And I came back and enjoyed a delicious meal. That was my day.
Oh, I feel so stupid for not using Tavala.
You are. Get on it, Shane. Tavala is a smart meal delivery service. Fresh meals and a smart oven that does the cooking for you. It is so easy. You pop it in the oven and you don't have to worry about anything, and it's delicious.
Oh, I really should take your advice.
Thanks for saying that. You
yeah.
should.
Yeah.
For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, you can save up to $300 on the Tavala Smart Oven when you order meals 6+ times by heading to tavala.com/smoshmouth and use my code SMOSHMOUTH. That's up to $300 off when you head to tavala.com/smoshmouth and use promo code SMOSHMOUTH. One last time, that's TOVALA.com, and make sure you use my promo code SMOSHMOUTH for up to $300 off the Tavala Smart Oven. Remember, with Tavala, dinner is taken care of. So you don't need to be a dumb idiot like you.
Right.
Back to the show.
No.
No, we're going back to the show.
You go ahead.
Oh, buddy, don't do this.
I'm going to stay here.
All right, well, I'm heading out.
Okay.
Gonna bring my stuff with me.
All right.
All right. See ya.
See you later.
That's not my only special interest. Anyways, I forget what else I put.
I love it.
I love finding new music that isn't served on TikTok or top charts. I used to treat Spotify's Discover Weekly like my fortune teller. Yeah. I love music so much, how it can take our emotions by the throat in movies, music videos, or just simply the note being played. In high school, I used to spend evenings hunting through websites and forums for unique music that was usually free to download, and I would make a bunch of CDs with songs to hand out to friends.
That was you. So I had friends like that who would make CDs, and I thought it was the best gift ever. Someone who can make a playlist has this like specific like creative part of their brain. Someone who makes playlists like
curation.
Yeah, exactly. My friend Sam, you guys know Sam. Sam makes playlists. That's her thing, and it always tells a story.
That's cool.
And I just think it's just such an amazing way to express your stuff.
I think that's a very underrated and missing element from like current day. I know I've talked about this, but like how algorithms have kind of like killed a lot of culture because we lack like curators who are like leading the like, oh, here's what we should like, here's the good stuff to listen to. Here's all this. It's just algorithms just kind of feeding you a loop of like, oh, this is what you listen to. So here's more of that.
Yeah.
So you're not discovering new things and it's not branching out. And, it's not based on anything. It's just kind of like
right,
And it's really bad for me because I'm like Tommy, where I listen to a lot of singles.
Yeah, like single song.
And I'm not
by
listening
song.
To an album, and so it just kind of starts giving me the same thing over and over again. So for me, a lot of times, like for music, it's been hard. So I kind of have to just go and just like find an album and just listen to it.
Yeah.
Do you share your findings with him?
Yeah, I mean, he has to. He's forced to because, like, really riding in the car at the same time, I'll be like, oh, I found this new one, and I crank it up too loud. And
I love it.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Discover Weekly playlist that you check on?
Yeah.
I'm one of those. I literally used to treat it like I was, like, it was like, oh, this song is telling me I should go back to my ex. Like, kind of thing. Like, oh, no, this song actually means, okay, so I should actually be doing my own thing, and I really should be.
Uh-huh. It was like your cards.
Yeah.
It was like you were pulling cards.
It was like tarot for a bit. That was like 2014 era.
What new music did you just discover now?
I've been really into Hemlock Springs, who's a super unique artist. Such good music. It's so different. It's so fun.
They feel like a musician's musician. Like, I bet they're respected by, like, other musicians.
Oh, yeah. She, I think, falls into, like, a category of, like, where it's, like, your favorite artist's favorite artist.
Yeah.
Mm, as said by Chaperone and
Where are you finding these?
So I love Discover Weekly still.
Yeah.
It's sometimes skewed. I actually had to, like, turn – I have a bunch of playlists that I use for, like, to practice singing or, like, to specifically help me, like, think of ideas. And I don't want them to skew my algorithm. So I have to, like, turn those off. But the Discover Weekly, I love it because it's, like, it just gives me something different, even if it's not new.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Hemlock Springs, I found one of her songs through that. And then, like, someone mentioned her, and I was like, okay, so I need to go to her artist page. I need to go to artist pages more because I'm a song-by-song person, too.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, like, there was these websites called, like, Fresh New Tracks.
Yep.
Where it would just be, like, you could just download some songs off there, like... And it would be artists that nobody knew or, like, I found this one song that in 2012, I was obsessed with this song and it was, like, a mega mashup of every song. And then it went viral on TikTok last year.
Oh.
It was validating, but I was also like, what the fuck? I liked this song so long ago and I felt so weird. But, yeah, it was so fun, like, being up late in the night on my laptop. And it would be, like, weird songs that nobody knew and then, like, Paradise by Coldplay.
Sure.
A lot of Skrillex. Yeah. I was a dubstep girly back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
That tracks.
But it's like a sensory thing, I think. Dubstep is such a massage on your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Wah, wah, wah,
it
wah.
Really is a massage gun turned into a sound.
It's a Theragun to your head.
Yeah,
it's
truly. That is a similar sound.
Yeah.
Wait, when you were making CDs for people, you were making them for your friends, were they like catered to them or were they like, songs on the CDs that you really liked that you wanted them to like as well?
So it's a little different than what Sam is doing because I love that. What I would do is be like, I have found 10 plus songs, put them in a playlist in a way that flows, and then I burn 12 CDs and have them in a Ziploc bag. So they were probably a little scratched, but, and then I would be like, do you want one? And then people would start going, oh my God, I want one this week. And that was
really
fun.
That's cute.
That's awesome.
Did you name them ever?
I think I did. I wonder if I have any anywhere. But, like, I would just kind of draw on them or, like, write the names of the songs on it.
I miss physical media, man, because it was, like, special.
The big CD thing you would have in your car. And you're like, all right, what do we want to listen to? And it's like,
it was, like, so precious. I remember getting in my brother's car because he would, like, I would go spend the days with him at, he was a counselor at a summer camp. Or so, like a day summer camp thing. And I'd hop in his car and he would be blasting punk rock. And like he had his punk just rack rock. Of those CDs
yes!
that you put on the
yes!
the
yeah,
mirror.
Yeah, the visor.
And the visor. And so he's just blasting like NoFX and stuff.
Funny.
But it was just like, it's like that's what we're listening to because that's what you have. And so like a new album comes out and it's like, oh, sweet, we have new songs. And so.
Truly, when you're a younger sibling, you're at the mercy of your older sibling's taste and everything because I would get the CDs that they were over like and done with. So like I randomly am super obsessed with this one season soundtrack of The O.C.
Oh, well, that had good
just
good
a bunch of random songs that I'm like, yeah, those songs are ingrained in my DNA.
I mean, I loved The O.C. I watched all of
it. I need to rewatch it.
I could be wrong, but I feel like a lot of people watched The O.C.
I didn't, but it was the biggest show.
Or Laguna Hills.
Like, those were the shows.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack? California.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That song rips.
That was that era where California was like, people are like, that's the coolest place in the world.
Yes, yes, yes.
California is the sickest. Every Disney Channel TV show was in Hollywood.
Yep.
The OC was going. Everything was like, guys, we're all going to California.
It felt untouched.
And
it was like this magical place that you get to by plane.
It took less than 10 years for everyone to be like, wait, that place sucks.
Yeah. Like, I need a bath just by being here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, with music, like, it's so cool that something that people have created and is, like, as old as people themselves, like, can affect you in a physical way. Like, make you, like, amplify a moment. Like, I once... When I was in high school, I was like on a road trip with a friend and I had my little iPod playing music and I was finishing a YA novel. And this one song perfectly timed out with the ending of the book. And because of the song amplifying everything that I was reading, I was a wreck.
Yep.
My friend was like, are you okay? In the car as her dad's like driving us to whatever city. And I was just like sobbing reading the end of this like zombie book about zombies in high school. Uh-huh. And yeah, it's just so cool how music can do that. And like, I think I kind of try to touch into that whenever I've directed, like with the funeral trailer, making a music, like special music for
it. So good.
And music is so important, I think, to every part of art, I think.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Like, albums can be a milestone too. I connect albums to projects that I've done or like big life events that I have done. And it's like when you taste food and you like have a memory of something. Mm-hmm. When I hear a song, I'm like brought back to that time in my life. And it's like, it's just...
It makes me think of movies and how most of the most famous quintessential movies of all time have a super recognizable score.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How like score is one of the most important parts of a movie.
Or TV show.
And it's like, yeah, if you think about any super famous one, it's like, yeah, the song plays in your head.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that, it's kind of hard to make a movie that really stands out. Like... Truly, like all the biggest things. Like you say, if someone says Star Wars, like it plays in your head.
Yep.
If you say The Godfather, it plays in your head.
Like, and similarly, like Guardians of the Galaxy, I felt like reawakened that part of movies.
Yeah,
and
having I love a good that movie soundtrack.
So much because the soundtrack hit. And like, yeah.
A lot of movies nowadays, I think it's an underrated aspect where it's just kind of all the same. And so you're watching it, and you're like, why does this movie feel the exact same as
because
all the others?
It's because the
lighting and score have been very just repeat, repeat, repeat.
Yeah. Same song.
So things don't stand out, but music and sound just impact us so much.
Fun fact, we were going to try and license a song for the Summer Games trailer. Like, we were trying. We were, like, going to budget it out. We like, what are the songs we'd like? We even, like, Crazy Frog was on the list.
Oh, my God.
Like, a bunch of songs. Because we were trying to find something, like, something that was affordable in licensing that was from 2005. And it was so hard. We couldn't do it.
It's so much money.
But one day, I should have put that on the Smosh predictions. Like, we will license a song or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So we have we have music and women.
and they're kind of, Sabrina Carpenter embodies both.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're, literally. That makes sense.
Yeah. What's next?
Makeup. Even though I feel I've perfected my makeup routine for shoot days, I still love learning the newest tips and tricks. I used to do SFX makeup before Smosh.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Makeup.
Makeup.
You are incredible at makeup.
Thank you.
And you're also are always learning. And then you used to do
special effects makeup. Yeah. So
before Smosh?
Before Smosh, I for like a year, like end of high school and then helping college students in their like films and stuff. I got really into bruising was like the first thing I got really into.
Oh, cool.
And then I painted a face to be dead and their eyes were burned out for like a college student film.
Whoa.
I find that to be so fascinating. Mm-hmm. Simply like bruising, cuts, like
it's incredible.
It's crazy, but
I
like
I love it.
It's so cool what people can do.
It's like the face is the canvas, just like Cher says in burlesque, you're painting a face. But yeah, right. Like there was, I think I've told this story before, but like I worked for this music video production company for a few months. And then Olivia was like, hey, do you want to audition for Smosh? And I was like, see ya. Yeah. But in those few months, there was one music video. It was Soulja Boy. I think the song was Designer, and I paint a broken nose on Logan Paul, who now gets broken noses all the time, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's like, that's still on YouTube. And I was really proud of that broken nose. It looked really good. So I covered my mouth as I'm talking into the mic. But yeah, and that was really fun. And I like did a lot of practicing on myself. But I was really bad at regular makeup back then. Like, I was mostly special effects. And then this music video production company would, like, have me come in. And I did not have shade range. And so, like, it was not good. I think I talked about this on another podcast. But, like, I had, like, two shades of foundation because it was, like, my shades that I just, like, bought when I – and, like, had extra of. And, like – there was people of color on these sets, and I was like, I'll do my best. And I had bronzer, and it was just like, so I think I was like 18. And it was such a wild experience. But it was because we don't have like, or like definitely when we first started, me and Olivia at Smosh, we didn't have a makeup artist for like Smosh second channel, which is now Smosh Pit. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to learn how to get good at makeup. And so like, it's so crazy, like, how much of a science it is. Like,
oh, such a science.
You're, like, making a cake every time. Like, this exact amount, how long you let it sit, let it rest,
color correcting, different shades for different people, tones, cool and warm tones. Like, I still feel like I'm scratching the surface of makeup. Still, sometimes I'll go and I'll be like, oh, this color doesn't look good on me. And a makeup artist will be like, have you, what?
Yeah.
Let's try that. Because, like, for me, I have very specific colors that don't look good on me. And it's, like, pinks, like, light pinks don't really look good on me. And, like, cherry red. So, like, light pink, cherry red.
Right.
Like, those colors just don't look good on me.
No, I think when I first started getting my makeup done in Sacramento on Sketch, I was getting told that they're like, oh, well, your skin tone, you need like warm tone foundation. So I was like getting yellow
undertone. No.
And it didn't work on me. I'm like a neutral, maybe slightly cool tone. But it's also crazy how like where you put blush on your face completely changes the depth and shape of your face. Like, and I finally have found the color blush and I'm like, this is my color. Yeah, and it's so funny, like, the things that we don't think about when, like, I think someone here the other day asked me, like, hey, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, where to put my, like, this contour, this bronzer, and I was like, okay, well, what are you trying to highlight? And they were like, what? Like, because every face is custom, it's not like you just slap it on, it's like, are you trying to accentuate your cheekbones, are you trying to reduce the depth of your cheekbones? Like, everybody has different goals for their face. It's like, oh, do you want something to do that's easy? Do you want to have something you never have to touch again throughout the day? Like, I love that it's like such a custom skill that you're not just learning a skill, you're learning your face and how to do it with yourself, and then to do it on another person is like also so scary. Hard. Like, I've done people's makeup on Smosh so many times. It's hard as hell.
Yeah. I used to do like some friends' makeup, but I'll do like my mom's, but I don't I've just decided that that's not the route I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I want to just try my own. But my friends and I have this like back and forth thing. So when my friend really really loves makeup and she discovers all these new makeups, so she'll like do like a trial run and put it on, not post it, just send it to like us on this group text. And it helps me learn so much about her face, but also like what might look good on me. Oh, and there's like 1,000 products. So it's almost like you're getting product reviews, because at first I was like, oh yeah, you just get one line of products.
Yeah.
No.
Mix and match.
I love your eyeliner today, by the way. The color shift in it.
Violet fur. Yes, it shifts.
Yes, it does.
It like changes colors. And I'm obsessed with these liners because they pop the best outside.
Ooh.
They pop the best in like nature, which is like, we're not filming outside. But for me, a big deal for me is like, I like makeup, yes, that you can wear all day, but if you're outside and it looks crazy, I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do not want... Livable. I want it to be livable. I do not like crusted over.
And full coverage, look, yeah.
Yes, I don't enjoy it. I don't feel good in it. I want to take it off immediately.
I was a 2016 full coverage baddie. I had it on. I was caked up.
Yeah.
And then just gradually use less and less because I had really bad acne back in the day. And so I was learning how you like cover that shit up.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, that's, I've gotten older and I guess that the acne kind of just goes away, or at least it feels like it has.
At a certain age.
For some people.
For some people. But what was I going to say? Oh, have you heard of pre-shower makeup?
No.
You got to get into pre-shower makeup.
Tell me,
pre-shower makeup is when you're organizing your vanity, you're going through your makeup bag or whatever, and you got products. You're like, oh, I forgot I have this bright purple lip liner. What's this look like again? Oh, yeah, let's put that on. Okay. Oh, I forgot I have this blue eyeshadow. I haven't even tried that. I should just put that on. You just try all your crazy shit before, and then you're like, well, I'll go get in the shower. It's gone. But it's pre-shower makeup. It's huge on TikTok.
Oh, you're just trying things out.
You're trying things out, and then you take a shower and wash it off.
You could also experiment.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you know you're going to be taking a shower, you could go just, like, fuck around, play around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
It really is, like, an art form for you. Like, you it's, like, a true hobby for you.
It's really fun. I think I joke about this where it's like, oh, thank you. It's the only thing in my life I can control.
You said that, and that has stuck with me forever because I'm kind of with you on that.
I also think – I don't think people clock it within themselves. Like, if you do makeup, if you spend time doing your makeup or doing your hair, you actually have a lot more meditative time in your day, more than a lot of people do that don't do those things. Yep. And, like, because sometimes I don't put videos on or music or anything, and I'm just, like, with myself and my thoughts doing my makeup. Yep. But, like, that's important time that I am, like, taking for granted and not even realizing how I have that.
It's actually my favorite time. That's why I don't come here and do my makeup here. I love doing my makeup at home. Mm-hmm. I do it like an hour before I do all my makeup. Same. And it's like sometimes I'll listen to music. Sometimes I'll listen to like my book or like a podcast or whatever. Or it's just dead ass silent.
Mm-hmm. It's just nonverbal time.
Yes. And then you're like enjoying and you're getting ready. And then it's just like from then on, it's just chaos.
I have a lot of respect for it, you know. And I think there's a lot of narratives about fashion and makeup and stuff as being, you know, covering up insecurity or just vanity. And I think what I really see it as with so many is just truly honest expression, right? Like it's a form of communication to express who you are, like, and to communicate who you are. Uh-huh. And that goes to so many different things, but I think I've really appreciated that with like style and stuff, you know, and I used to dress fully out of insecurity, like trying to just cover up everything. But now I'm like, it's so cool to see like, there's ways to like tell people who you are through how you dress and being proud of who you are and like trying new things and stuff. And I think that's really interesting and I really love it. So, and I see that like I think with makeup, especially nowadays, like it's kind of this way to communicate confidence and communicate like, hey, this is who I am and I'm proud of being who I am. And I think that's really interesting.
Yeah. And like an expression too of I was talking to Court about this yesterday, just like you wake up and you – I don't know. I feel different every day when I wake up. So sometimes I want to be more femme. Sometimes I want to be more like more aggressive.
Sarah Christ.
More Sarah Christ. Well, I always want to be Sarah Christ. But like that's in my makeup.
Totally.
So sometimes I want to have more fun. Sometimes I want to be playful. Yeah. Sometimes I want to be like clean faced.
Right.
And I feel like it's the best way to express yourself. You feel like cozy in your body when you're able to put on the clothes that you want and the makeup that you want. And
right.
Yeah.
You guys have seen me through some eras.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy too. It's crazy to look back. It's crazy to look back on so many like 8 years ago watch videos. Just it's just interesting. Like you've really like evolved.
Yeah, I feel like I'm boring now, but it's like
zero.
But it's like simple.
Completely disagree. I feel like you have refined, and you're like, you're popping.
I don't think interesting always relates to just complicated or big. Like I think there's ways to be really interesting in very subtle ways.
Thank you guys.
You're so welcome.
Okay, music, makeup, women.
Music, makeup, women. Wow, we've been in very femme territory.
Music, makeup, women. What else?
The idea of being small and interacting with food.
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, so
the
being
culinary crimes clip.
Interacting with food, not culinary crimes. I first talked about this in a games video when we were playing a card game that we were talking. No, I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
You guys, everybody want to be small and be interacting with food? We talked about this.
Explain this to me.
Hour on Smosh Games. Imagine you are 6 inches tall, and there's a cold jar of pickles, pickle spears, and you climb up, and it's cold and crisp, and you get in, and your arms are out on the sides like it's a jacuzzi, and it's cold, and it smells good, and you bite one of them on just the tip of it. Yeah.
Do I want to get in a bath of vinegar?
Yeah.
Mmm.
You know what?
No.
It's like that feeling when
that would be awful.
When you go to museum and there's like large cups. There's like large like coffee cups and you go to museum and you're like, I'm so tiny. Look at that big cup of coffee.
But this is real. And so but imagine being in the pickle jar little. And then you just dip your head down and you go.
Nobody can be mad at me. I'm so tiny.
I'm so tiny.
And then you get out of the pickle jar and you dry yourself off. And then you go roll around on a sour cream and onion Pringle.
What? Okay. You had me and now I'm gone.
Oh my gosh. And then you go in, you just lick the sour cream and onion Pringle. And there's so much of the flavor powder on the Pringle.
I think this would not turn out how you want it to turn out.
It
the
wouldn't.
Texture would be so different because when you're that small, those salt crystals, gigantic. They're huge. They're they're like going to be this big.
You underestimate me, Shane.
Hey, you guys could do this if you want. You could get a big thing of vinegar.
No.
Shove Courtney in the vinegar and then take her out and roll
her. We'll fill our bathtub with vinegar.
Be around the pickles. And, okay, guys, I talked about this. Okay, hold on. Imagine there's a lovely, lovely piece of garlic bread in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's this big in front of you. You can't even, like, gutter it, like, bumper it with your hands. You can't even. It's so big. Take a big bite of that bread, a big bite, and then slam your head against it also. Slam your head against the garlic bread. So much flavor, smells so good, and there's so much of it, and then you can take a nap on it.
I'm not going to take a greasy nap. Yeah, are you wearing clothes?
Smell it.
A greasy, cheesy nap.
You're small.
So your naked little body
or
is
like
slamming.
A loaf, they cut a loaf of sourdough bread in half and they prop it up and you get up in and you start digging with your hands and it smells so good.
I think
you
just want to be a mouse really bad.
And what's wrong with that?
This is what it's like to be a mouse.
Through Swiss cheese and climb through bubbles and bite it and hit my head against it.
I think I know like what Court's next birthday is. We just
make things big. We gotta make some big
cheese.
I need
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to be real.
Yeah, honestly.
We wrap. We go good night, Courtney, and it's just a sub roll, and we're just like good night, Courtney.
Oh my gosh! Get out of the shower, and then the fruit roll up, the big one, the wide one. Wrap it around me, so sweet and smelling so good, and then bite it, and I get the tattoo on me from the fruit roll up. And it's big on me.
You wear it like a dress.
It's like a dress. Yes. Oh my God, fruit roll-up dress.
I am so into this because I'm just, it's such a surprise for me.
Take a nap in a hot dog bun.
Do you feel this?
No.
Slap.
No, food is, the ideal size because we've made food ideal size for us.
You come
as humans.
Across a hot dog. You are
in fact,
smaller
I think our portions
than
are too
dog.
Big.
Smacking a hot dog wiener, smacking it with your hand, slapping the hot dog wiener really hard with your hand, smelling it, and then taking a bite. And
I got
and
it.
As much ketchup and mustard as you want because it's not that much for you.
I got it. First of all, I'm visually picturing all of this. Like Courtney on top of a hot dog bun be like,
this is just the plot of Ratatouille.
I'm small. I'm so small.
This is just the plot. This is just Ratatouille.
No, Courtney, this is how they connect with things. They need to touch them.
I do.
Feel the texture. They need to do a couple little hits, little slaps. They need to wrap. They need to envelop in the texture of something to connect with it.
A jar of salsa. Sit in the jar of salsa and then slap your arms on it.
Couldn't it be me.
And then someone puts a chip in the salsa, and then I climb up the chip.
And you go, whoa!
You want to skimboard across it? You get on a tortilla chip and...
my favorite one that I said, jelly donut. Jelly donut.
No.
Open on one side where the jelly is because they injected the jelly.
to put your feet in, pull yourself in so your head is sticking out of the jelly donut. The listeners know.
That is actually my nightmare.
I'm in it. It smells so good.
Someone is actively throwing up on their commute.
No, I think there are going to be a lot of people who go, yes, yes, yes. But the I was kind of with you, but the jelly part, I don't like things that get too messy. You can take a
bath. And the bath is also small, and it's tea. And the tea bag, you can sit on it. And you scrub, and you could like use a broccoli as a loofah, and you cut a cherry tomato in half.
Did you know this?
Put the other side on your head as a hat, and imagine peas. I've said this on the video too. Peas in your hand, so big. Eat it.
These are all like, this is all cartoons from like the
peas 40s. Peas in your hand, so big, eat
so
it.
So big, you eat it.
Life is so simple.
Wow.
I think mice would tell you life is not so simple being that small.
No, I think mice would be like, get in here, girl.
This is a controlled setting. I am safe.
You are so safe. You're not a mouse. This is, I literally picture you in a white room with all this stuff and you're like, and then you go into all these things and you eat peas and you eat and you have
corn on the cob. Oh my gosh. Lay on the hot butter melted on the corn on the cob. Pluck one corn fromst the shuck.
I love that you just let me. I love that Shane just let me logicalize whatever the fuck that word is. I love that Shane just let me kind of like understand it and his face was like,
you're shaking your head at me.
No, I get it.
Do you?
No, you don't.
I don't. Jane. I don't actually.
No, you don't.
I don't actually.
No, you don't. Me, who doesn't put sauce on anything.
You don't.
I do sometimes.
You don't put sauce on anything?
I put sauce on things.
When
if sauce is available.
Movies, oh, you're.
It's because I'm lazy.
Shane.
Is it?
It's because I'm lazy. But if sauces are available, I will deck a hot dog.
I'm lazy,
out.
So I just deny myself happiness on a
That's
regular
crazy.
Basis.
No.
We go
no.
to the movie theater, we get hot dogs.
I will also get whatever on anything.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to go hardcore, too.
Okay, yeah. So okay, Shane is here. Okay.
Shane
is
about to fucking dump his whole body into a donut. All right, keep going.
Mustard packet. I sit on it and launch someone else if they want.
Oh, you're talking about like one of those like things on a lake where every yeah. now and then you see someone get launched and you don't see him come back down?
Yeah, yeah. But no, Shane, we get hot dogs at the movie theater. He eat that shit plain.
Yeah, because it's just like, it's...
Why get a hot dog?
I'm just like, I'm not going to unwrap this here and then rewrap it.
Are you joking?
But if I'm out on the street and if I'm like in another place and I'm like, hey, load it up. Onions, relish.
It's actually crazy that you're eating a dry hot dog in the movie theater.
I'll eat a dry hot dog.
That's actually shocking.
I will, but I also will get it loaded with everything. I'll eat a hot dog with anything.
No
on
wonder
it.
Why Courtney's fantasizing about like jumping into a thing of salsa is because you're bland as F.
Our fridge is stocked.
I'm easy to please, but I also will go hardcore. I will eat anything. You know that I will also. You know that I will also
oh my
eat
God.
Anything,
guys.
Yeah, that is true, but it's like, why? Just be happy with. Be happy. Make your food be happy.
I'm fine with a hot dog. The dog itself tastes so delicious. I don't need sauces on it for it to be good.
A movie theater hot dog is
they're actually,
good.
They're
you
actually
don't
pretty
need
good. No, sometimes the cheapest of hot dogs are the best.
Wait, what's your guys's, if you could only have one sauce forever, what would it be?
Oof, 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 oof.
Well, for everything?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Fuck.
You have to decide.
Oh, damn, shit. Dude,
maybe
that
soy
sucks.
Sauce.
Well, this is my world.
Soy sauce
are
or
gonna,
things are hard.
What are you going to pick?
Soy sauce or mustard?
A barbecue sauce could be a good pick because I'm like, it's kind of good on everything. Like a tangy barbecue sauce.
You love barbecue sauce.
That could work on a hot dog.
Oh!
What are you talking about? Why would it not? Why would it not work on a hot dog?
Honestly, I think like a grain mustard.
That's actually not a bad pick.
I think a grain mustard.
I was thinking about like a type of like a honey mustard could also work.
Ooh.
Or a Dijon, are you saying? See, here I am.
Whole grain.
Talking about sauces.
Yeah, but you
clearly, I clearly know ball.
Sauce.
I am a ball knower when it comes to sauces.
Ball knower?
A what?
Guy crazy. Who's just watched Heated Rivalry. Ball knower.
Ball knower. No.
God, you're ball so knower. Dumb.
POV, you're a ball
you're
knower.
You're so dumb.
Ball knower? So, ball so knowledge?
Shane has watched Heated Rivalry. You have not.
Wait, you watched it all?
Not all of it.
Yeah,
one
you
episode.
Watched all of it.
I will eventually watch it.
What? Of it.
I have abstained. I am Heated Rivalry celibate voluntarily because our audience, you guys... You guys have been so intense at me on social media about watching it.
People have been very intense about it.
That I'm like, great, good job, congratulations. I'm never watching it now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
maybe one day.
In like a year, you can watch it.
Our girl, Nicole Raffi, did a video on like the Chronically Online Girl Explains Heated Rivalry lore. She doesn't explain the whole show, but she talks
just
about
the
all
lore.
The culture surrounding it.
Oh.
I love her so much. So I was like, okay, maybe I will watch it because of her.
Okay. But not because of your ball knower husband.
So that's my food. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
It's a very specific one.
I think you need to draw.
Guys, draw some fan art of Courtney Tiny.
Yes.
In food.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Courtney in a salsa jar. I also want to see her with a cherry
in
tomato.
In a pickle jar.
Swimming, splashing.
And I want to see Shane with a dry hot dog sitting sad somewhere.
Give me the like sad Keanu treatment. Me just with a hot dog. Just like.
And you know what he said? He was like, I was just really hungry, guys. I wasn't even sad.
Yeah, he's chilling, man.
What's next?
The game 2048.
Yes. So.
What?
Y'all know the game 2048?
Nope.
You will know. You played a game similar to it probably at some point.
It's a very, very old mobile game that I downloaded a few months ago for the first time in years. And I was like, is it the same? And it's exactly the same. It's even like pretty much ad free until you die. And then one ad, and then you just close the app and open it up again. and the ad is gone. But it's I showed it to you when we were at your house the other day. And you were like, oh, H should play this game.
Oh, let me see.
Sorry, I was looking at the Mythical Essentials line earlier.
How old is 24? Oh, yes, you were showing me this. And what's the goal of the game again?
So you're sliding numbers to stack them and double them. So twos can only stack with twos. Fours can stack with fours. And so, and then you get the numbers get bigger and bigger to like 128, mm-hmm. 256, and 512. Yeah, I'm Severance.
Yeah, show the camera. It's literally a Severance mini game.
It very much.
Whoa.
Yeah, I will every now and then look over and Courtney's just...
But I love it because it's like organizing. It's like almost like ASMR in that sense. But also, it's like the one game that I can play while having an active conversation with somebody. And what?
I just think everything you're saying, I'm just I'm picturing.
Correct.
Shane like chatting with you and you're like.
This is what Balatro is for me. I play Balatro on my phone.
Yeah.
And I love it.
If I need to like figure out something and like think about how I need to address something, I will be sitting and playing this and scheming while playing this game. I don't know why. It's just like, it's like an organizing game. So it's like, I'm organizing my thoughts while I'm playing the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I had this, what was I trying to fix the other day? And I was like, oh, I think I know how to fix that thing. Oh, I had a sweatshirt. That's one of those dual zipper sweatshirts that can like zip both ways. And one of the zippers, when I opened the package of the sweatshirt, the zipper was broken off. And I was like, I need to fix this. Tried to fix it. Then I had to go to the gym. And then I was like in between sets of the gym playing 2048. And then I like was thinking about the sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, I think this is a way that I will be able to fix it.
Whoa.
And so then when I got home from the gym, I like tried it. And it didn't work. And I returned the sweatshirt.
But, this makes me think of bad ideas.
But I'd be scheming and like thinking. With this app where it's like, oh, how do I want to go about this conversation later today and like be thinking about what I want to say, like just kind of organizing my thoughts while playing this numbers game.
You're a problem solver. You need to be doing a physical activity to figure out the problem that you're trying to solve.
I get that.
It's good. And the leaderboard is insane.
Oh,
The leaderboard, the top number that you can get in this game, global, top score is 10 million. 10 million is the number one score. My high score.
How many hours do you have to be on that to get to 10 million?
I don't know. I truly don't know. And I sometimes like wonder if there's more that I need to know about the game of like why numbers show up.
There's probably an algorithm.
Every time you slide, a new number shows up. It's usually a 2, but sometimes it's a 4.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I need to figure that out. But my high score is 35,476.
This is really good.
Wow.
And it's like achieving a tile. So when numbers stack, like it has to be 16 with 16. So it's like, oh, it's like multiples of 8 usually. And then each time it doubles. And so like there's the, so I said 128 tile stacks into 256 tile, stacks into 512. And then it's like the 1024. And then it's called 2048 because, like, that's like, you won. You did it. You got to the 2048 tile.
And but now keep going.
At the top it says your next goal is to get the 4096 tile. I've never gotten that tile, but I've
damn,
it's been months, and I can't beat my high score.
My brain's that's like, tough. What's happening to your phone while you're playing this?
Nothing. That's a simple little game.
I think it's trying to take my data.
That's what I'm
but
thinking.
I turned off some features that it had, but it is odd.
What data is it getting from you?
How much passwords? I love numbers.
She knows multiplication.
How spicy I am.
Text messages?
You all of a sudden the CIA shows up, and their makeup is impeccable.
They're like, I want to jump into a jar of pickles, bitch.
I also think it's messed up when any app doesn't have the time showing in the corner.
Yeah, they don't want you to know that.
It's pretty messed up when they hide the clock.
They don't want you to know.
Like, what are you doing?
They want you to stay there forever.
What does it say about me that stresses me out?
It stresses me out, too. Doesn't stop me, though.
All of it.
Yeah.
All of it stresses me out.
The numbers?
I used to play this game. It was a different version. It was the threes.
Threes?
It was threes.
What was it called? 333 for 38?
I forget. But I was really bad at it. I'm too impatient.
You know the New York Times games? I love those.
Wordle and everything?
Wordle. I love those. But if I'm on my phone playing them for too long, something in my brain like gets really overwhelmed. It starts to like, I don't know. I think I get overstimulated.
Mm.
What does that say about me?
Yes, let's think about that. Let's
that stuff's
think about
normal.
That.
Their brains are like that.
Do you want to try?
Brains are weird.
I once let Shane's niece play, and then she lost, and she was like, oh, no, it's done. And I was like, it's okay. I start over like six times a day.
I don't even know how you start this.
So slide. Don't go. Don't
slide to the left.
So the best thing with that game is keeping all your numbers in like one place. So slide right and
heard.
Left. Don't slide. Oh, you already slid up
and
down.
And Amanda's off
she
already messed to the it up. Races.
But it's okay.
What did
we
I
can't
do?
See what it looks like. We don't know what's happening. I can
it's
only
just
assume
numbers
she's winning.
Bouncing around.
I'm not doing well.
I think probably most people know the type of game that we're talking about.
2048. Check it out.
See, Courtney has that. I gamble away all my money on sports.
Immediately it says game over. So I think I did something wrong.
Oh, you have an ad. Yeah, you lost.
Oh. That
and the ad
sucks,
is gone, and
dude.
We're back.
Bummer. That sucks.
Guess I can't ever play it ever again.
Guess you're never allowed to play.
Whoops.
Menu. How to play challenges, new game.
So we have women, makeup.
Lying.
And
now 2048. Little tiny game that you play
and
all
little,
the time.
Little tiny person.
Little tiny person, big food.
Yeah. Do we have one final?
Do you have one final?
Was that's that all of them? It?
Let me cook.
Wow. Well, I think
that's literally
we're
perfect.
You literally
timed it out perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah, great
that
work.
That was my plan all along.
I loved it.
That was really, really
was so
enlightening.
Fun. Imagine a martini olive, nothing in the martini olive, punch your arm into the martini olive.
And now you're Mega Man.
And you have a big olive and you bite it and you punch somebody.
Here's the thing. I can feel that excitement from you. And I'm like, yeah, I love that. I don't know if I want my body in food. I feel like I need to like get it off.
Yeah.
Take a bath.
I need to take a bath.
And then go back.
You take a bath and then you go back. Is the bath tiny?
It's as big as you want the bath to be. I don't care about the size of the bath. I care about the size of the food.
Okay. There's Amanda. Specifics in this fantasy.
Yeah.
What the heck?
So.
Yeah.
Courtney's.
Corner.
Oh my God.
Corner.
Courtney. Thank you so much for sharing your special interest with us.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thanks for letting me. That was a lot of talking about me, guys. We sure
want this
episode.
That's the point. I will never get out of the image that you have a great cherry tomato top hat. And
top
that's
hat.
Side hat.
Sit in it.
All of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait
have
to bring this
that.
Fantasy to life.
Yeah, we'll find a way.
Yeah. No, we're going to find a way.
It's going to be amazing.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. You guys are my favorite.
Well. We're going to tell everybody else.
I'm telling everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you guys. Bye.
Bye.